recognise the state of Palestine by the end of the month, according to the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, who says the exact date for the recognition is to be drawn up. A survey is shedding light on the levels of abuse experienced by politicians here, with 94% experiencing some form of threat or violence. 89% said they felt anxious or fearful in the face of harassment or abuse recently. The Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke, is to unveil new supports to help small businesses cope with the rising cost of living and indeed costs associated with sick pay. The live link between Dublin and New York that's garnered global attention has been shut down temporarily. The team behind the portal now examining options to tackle offensive and lewd behaviour after a fix that would have blurred images wasn't up to scratch. And up to 4,500 expected at Dalyma Park, the stadium where Bohemian FC will host an historic match featuring the first ever national Palestinian side to play on European soil.
If you're not with UNO Energy, chances are you're paying more than you need to for your electricity. As Ireland's newest energy provider, we offer Ireland's cheapest electricity rate, saving our customers up to €500 per year. So if you want to pay less for energy, simply pay a visit to unoenergy.ie and sign up for big savings with smaller bills. With UNO Energy, you just know. UNO Energy fixed discount rate EAB €1,325. For T's and C's and rates, see unoenergy.ie. Suppliers pricing may change.
Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
News of soccer, relentless. Manchester City now one win away from a fourth consecutive Premier League title there. Sixth in 7 years beckons if they beat West Ham at the weekend after last night's 2-0 win away to Tottenham Hotspur. A crushing defeat for Spurs, who've missed out on Champions League football, which instead goes to Aston Villa in an astonishing achievement for Unai Emery's Villans. Later on this evening in the Premier League, struggling Manchester United face Newcastle at Old Trafford. Also the meeting of Chelsea against Brighton. Celtic will be crowned Scottish champions should they claim at least a point away to Kilmarnock this evening at Rugby Park. In the Women's Super League, Chelsea are away to Tottenham, while a win will send Chelsea back to the top. There's also the meeting of that friendly match aforementioned between Bohemians and the Palestine women's side. In Gaelic games, the Leinster under 20 football hurling finalists should be known later on this evening. The holders Offaly take on Kilkenny and Tullamore, while Dublin take on Galway. That match in Port Laois between 7 and 7:30.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
A mixture of cloud and sunny spells in the main today. Some scattered showers in places as well, turning heavy at times. Light to variable breezes, top temperatures 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, kicking off an hour. Classic Hits at Work.
Ireland's Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you to another one bites the dust. We'll be right back.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Simple.
All your favorite music, all the time.
The home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my. It's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. There's still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day that I can't say what's going on. Taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a cannon. Oh, you still a little bit of your. Still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me. It's not hard to fall, and I don't want to lose. It's not hard to grow. You know that you just don't know.
Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard. You flow like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. And love just taught me to cry. So come on, courage, teach me to be shy. Cause it's not hard to fall when you flow like a cannon.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. Just saying about Aunt McPartland's new baby boy called Wilder. Very unusual baby name. And when we were in school, nobody really had unusual names. There'd be several people who would have the same name. Am I right? We're on 087-188-0008 on voice note. Was this the case when you were in school?
Morning, Trina. Colm in Limerick. Hi, Trina. Yeah, as regards to names of children in classes and whatnot, yeah, I shared a name with another student in my class. Now, we didn't have the same, just have the same Christian name. We had the same surname as well.
Oh, no.
So it made it a little bit harder. Some of the teachers would call you by your name, but they'd have your initial in the middle. So B or P, that was it. And then other teachers would call you by your hair colour. Black hair or blonde hair. So, yeah, that was mad. Yeah. But plenty of Johns and Joes and Toms back in the day. All right, love the show, Trina.
Thanks a million. I wonder what would happen at the parent-teacher meetings. Would they confuse you with the other fellow who had the exact same name as you? It depends on what type of students you were. That'd be interesting. Say if you were real studious and the other fellow was a messer, and then your parents go in, they're like, what? What's going on? Yeah, so did you share your name with other people in the class? I think when I was in school, Claire was the big name, and Aoife. There was loads of Aoifes and loads of Claires. Everyone, 087-188-0008 on voice note. Here's Gala, Freed from Desire on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no power, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no fame, he's got his strong beliefs. My lover's got no money, he's got his strong beliefs. One more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. One more and more, people just want more and more. Freedom and love, what he's looking for. From desire, mind and senses purified, freed from desire, mind and senses purified, freed from desire, mind and senses purified, freed from desire. Na 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 na.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. I gotta say, there's a lot of baby names at the moment I've never heard of before, like Ant McPartlin's new child, his new baby boy called Wilder. And we're just talking about how, God, when we were in school, nobody really had an unusual name. There were always loads of Davids and Marys and all that. And what was it like in your class when the teacher would call the roll? Was there always a few people, a few multiples? We're on voice note today, 087-188-0008.
Trina, how are you doing? Make the taxi man here. Trina, I tell you, when I was in school, actually primary school now, There was a lot of Davids, there was a lot of Jasons, Anthony's, Stevens. A lot of them names. There was very, very few Michaels, I tell you. Really? I think there was only two, as I recall. Two Michaels in the whole of our primary school when I was in primary school. And I think one of them was a teacher. But yeah, there wasn't very many Michaels around, I don't think. But yeah, a lot of Davids and Anthony's and Stevens and Jasons and Halls. And it just so happens that I'm my brother's names. You know? Mad.
Isn't that mad how Michael was considered to be an unusual name then? Mad.
Hi, Trina. When I was in school in the 70s, my name is Ruth. And I never heard of another Ruth until I was in my 20s. I'm sure now there's lots of them.
Ah,
thank you.
Ruth Scott, our very own Ruth Scott. Yeah, so Ruth was an unusual name as well. We've got music on the way from the Eagles. Keep your voice notes coming in though. 087-188-0008. Did you share your name with loads of other people in school, or maybe you were one of the ones who did have an unusual name?
What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes?
Where it's not about answering the question, it's about questioning the answer. How?
The answer is two.
But what's the question? It's worth $3,000 this week. So get involved with Colm and Lucy, with Trina and with Damien.
Plus, if you fancy some extra help, you'll find it on our Instagram at Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Maybe you're walking home with a guy you really like after a night in the college bar. Or maybe you and another fella are heading back to his in a taxi after meeting in a club. Or perhaps you've gone home with someone after a really great fourth date. There are lots of times and places where we need to say what we want and what we don't want. Whatever the moment, have the consent conversation. A message from the Government of Ireland.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unparalleled value. Visit Limerick Tile and Wood, Ballysimon Road, Limerick, or see tileandwoodcentre.ie.
When spending time at our beaches, rivers and lakes, put water safety first. Safe always supervises children closely. Safe wears a life jacket when boating or angling. Safe swims within your depth and stays within your depth. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe than sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
Go full Lidl for exclusive Lidl Plus Super Savers. Searboard B approved Irish strip loin steak was $3.99, now $3.19. Add in Irish mushrooms, 50% off, now just 59 cent. And New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc was $10.99, now $8.99. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today. Get the facts for drinkaware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's N-O-X. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
You know, I always wanted my name in lights.
Ah, that's so last year, man. You wanted Scent of the Tent.
Scent of the Tent?
Yeah, O'Mara Camping will put your name, brand or logo on a shiny new gazebo so you can show off anywhere. Sports dues, company dues, local council dues. They all dues the branded gazebo.
And they all dues it at O'Mara Camping?
Now you're catching on. Want your name to shine?
Have it Scent of the Tent.
O'MaraCamping.com. If you're outdoors, we have you covered.
We are the CBD Store, and we are one of Ireland's leading suppliers of CBD products. With a huge range of oils, edibles and more, if it's CBD, we've got it. What's more, as CBD experts, if you have questions, we have answers. The CBD Store. Our name says it all. At Air Square in Galway, Irish Town Athlone, Oliver Plunkett Street Cork and Stephen's Green Shopping Centre Dublin. Visit thecbdstore.ie.
Charge into summer with TUI. Secure your holiday today with savings for families and adults flying from Dublin, Cork and Shannon. Holiday sorted. TUI. Live happy.
Looking to enrol on courses this year? Search the largest courses database in Ireland on nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Thousands of courses from colleges near you, including online and distance learning options. Nightcourses.com and courses.ie. Find your course.
The Entertainment Bit on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, Rachel.
The acting legend Richard Gere is back on screen with his own mini renaissance.
You look great. It's been, what, 20 years? We really had some pretty wonderful times.
Gere returns for the English language remake of Savvy Gabizan's 2017 Israeli drama Longing alongside German actor Diane Kruger. The Lionsgate Grindstone film follows Daniel Block, played by Gere, who's shocked to discover a secret from his past.
After we split up, I found out I was pregnant, and I gave birth to Alan. I never told you about him.
As if that wasn't bad enough, then Gere found out something truly shocking.
2 weeks ago, he had an accident, and the car veered off, and he died.
Daniel Block continued to dive into the mystery of his own identity until he arrives at a crossroads in his own life, as per the official synopsis from the film, which brings him into contact with Kruger's character.
A couple weeks ago, I didn't even know I had a son.
He would have been really happy to meet you.
You think so?
Definitely.
I'm very glad I came here. Met his teacher, Alice.
Hi. Yeah, Principal Thomas told me you came by to see him.
The twists keep coming.
He was in love with Alice, his teacher.
And you? Did you love him?
Well, I couldn't return his love the way he wanted.
She's a curse, this woman.
I agreed to go see his band play. When it was over, he asked me to kiss him.
Did you?
The original Longing premiered at Venice several years ago. The director, Gabizan, won the prize for the People's Choice Award at the time.
You filed a complaint against Alan. Why?
He was torturing me. He followed me everywhere I went. He was ruining my life.
You're the wonderful boy.
He was ruining my life.
You're the wonderful boy. He was talented. He was loved.
The original Longing premiered at Venice several years ago. The director, Gabizan, won the prize for the People's Choice Award at the time. Longing, produced by Daniel Beckham, and it's due for release later on this year. Gere and Kruger also films at Cannes, where Gere is starring in O Canada, and Kruger cast in David Cronenberg's The Shrouds, Kruger replacing Leah Seydoux in the role of Vincent Cassell's deceased wife after Seydoux parted ways with the project. Longing was also filmed in Canada, keeping Richard Gere local for the Ontario production before he led Schrader's feature. That's your entertainment update on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. It's a girl.
your home of the 80s and 90s in Killaloe.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. How are you? It's Trina Mara. Sorry, I have my phone on there. The freakiest thing is after happening there a second ago during that song. So Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever. I went onto my phone, went onto Instagram. I clicked on one of my friends there. And the song that was on her Instagram video was Donna Lewis, I Love You Always Forever. And it was the exact same line I was playing in my headphones. Was playing on our Instagram video. It's the free. Sorry, the timing of that was just a bit weird. That freaked me out a little bit. Okay, I hope I explained what happened there. We're talking today about sharing your name with other people in your class and school. How there was probably loads of Marks and Stevens, or whether you had one of the unusual names in school. Got this in.
Hi, Trina. It's Dee here in Finglas. My full first name is Deirdre. I prefer Dee because I feel like Deirdre's a really old name, really beige name. I don't know, maybe I'm completely wrong and I'll get bashed now for saying that, but yeah, even in school, I think I was the only Deirdre in primary school. That would have been like in the 80s. In secondary school, I only ever met one other person called Deirdre. And through the course of my life and my working life so far, I've only ever met maybe three or four Deirdres. Yeah, so I probably get bashed, but I do think that it's a very boring name.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Love the show.
No. Do you know one of my best pals when I was in primary school was called Deirdre? There was a few Deirdres in my class and in my working life as well, loads of Deirdres. So no, this doesn't seem to be unusual at all. Maybe it depends on what particular year you were born in. You know the way each year there's the most popular baby name. We're on 087-188-0008. I'm still freaked out after playing Donna Lewis and the chorus kicking in at the exact same time as I watched an Instagram video that had the chorus kicking in. Weird. All happening at the same time. I need to do a lot of... Here's Billy Joel, Uptown Girl on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. And just talking about whether you shared your name in school with a load of other people. There was no other Trinas. I got to say, there was no other Trinas in school. I think there was, maybe in first year there was one. But I think she went to another school then. But yeah, so sending in your voice notes today on 087-188-0008.
Hi Trina, Dave the Furniture Fixer here. Well, I was raised in the UK and educated in the UK, and in my class there was a guy called David Patrick Kelly, and I'm called David Patrick Kelly, which would have been very unusual in Lancashire. So we had awful trouble when it came to parents' night. They had to they named me after the street I lived on, which was a street called Thursby Road. So I was David Patrick Thursby Kelly. Great show.
Whatever works. Yeah, they had to try and distinguish you between the other fella. A text in here as well regarding people having the same names. Myself and another lad who we both went to the same primary and secondary schools, we had identical Christian names and surnames, and also both our mothers had the same name. I kid you not. From Tom, another one here as well.
Hey Tina, Aidan and Cork. Remember years back down in the secondary school? Aidan O'Connor's my name, and I had another guy in the school was Aidan O'Connor, same age, same year. Kind of looked like each other as well. And I was suspended in third year. I remember I was afraid to tell my mum and dad, so I kept going back to school for about 4 weeks. And every time the name would come over, they'd come for Aidan O'Connor to come to the office. I'd always say it was the other guy. But in the end, the principal came down to be out of the office and he got suspended. So, yeah, just a funny story. Anyway, have a good one.
So you were using having the same name to your advantage. You were suspended and didn't want to let on, Gaz.
Hi, Trina. Siobhan here. When I was in secondary, my best friend was Sinead. And, you know, in class, she was always called Sinead.
Yeah.
And so was I.
Yeah.
I was never called Siobhan. It was always Sinead and Sinead. Oh, it used to drive me mad. I used to constantly have to correct people and say, I'm Siobhan, she's Sinead. Used to drive me mental. And thanks, loving the show.
Do you know, there's loads of people I know called Sinead and Siobhan, and they all say the exact same thing, that people never get the name. They always, if their name is Sinead, they call them Siobhan. If their name is Siobhan, they call them Sinead. What is that?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Trina Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with club classics, non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The death will occur of your loved one. They will die tragically in a preventable car crash early next month. Following their death, they will be sadly missed by you along with their extended family and large group of friends. You will each wonder why you never said anything about their behaviour behind the wheel. Chat to your loved ones about their driving today so you don't lose them tomorrow. A message from the Road Safety Authority.
Treat yourself to a touch of luxury at Kinsale Hotel and Spa Cork. Book your overnight stay in one of our newly refurbished deluxe rooms and you're guaranteed to be impressed. Sleek modern styling, contemporary spaces to sit and relax for business or leisure while taking in the stunning views over Oysterhaven Bay. A getaway at Kinsale Hotel and Spa is a unique experience, one you'll treasure forever. So, book your luxury break today at kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
Turn a drab, dated bathroom into a modern, stylish bathroom with an amazing fit out by The Tile Factory. From initial ideas to the finishing touches, The Tile Factory do it all, measuring and designing for free, fitting it themselves and clearing away the mess to leave you with a beautiful new bathroom. It's more than worth the time to see what's on offer at The Tile Factory on Deer Park Industrial Estate in Ennisdiamon or click tilefactory.ie.
We're off to lunch. Are you coming?
Sorry, no.
Hey, do you fancy a jog?
I can't today.
Will you come with me to the cinema tonight?
Not this evening.
Find the freedom within. Choose Alflorex and get back to your normal, unstoppable self. Alflorex, available in pharmacies and health food stores nationwide.
The best heat-retaining glass in the world is now available in Ireland. The main part of any window is the glass. So why choose ordinary when you can choose Landvac glass? Landvac comes in single and double glazing and can be used in new or old windows. Its safety glass is standard with a U-value of 0.4 and comes with a 50-year life expectancy and 15-year warranty. Landvac. Insist on the best. Visit lvg.ie.
Jennifer Haskins here from Two's Company. I'm often asked, what kind of people join a dating agency? Well, people exactly like you. In life, we invest in material things and we don't always put ourselves first. And we all know how important a good relationship is. So when you're ready to make that move, we're here to find that someone special for you. Trust the professionals. See twoscompany.ie today And remember, you're in good company with Two's Company.
Atlantia Clinical Trials invite you to discover the power of blueberries. If you're age 50 to 65 with a BMI over 27, you can join their study on the effects of blueberry extract. Participation includes health assessments and 4 visits to their Blackpool clinic, plus €350 compensation upon completion. Help us unlock the potential benefits of blueberries. To find out more and join the study, visit AtlantiaClinicalTrials.com. Atlantia Clinical Trials, proving global science locally.
Now, more of your classic hits at work
with Trina Mara,
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You took my hand, you showed me how, you promised me you'd be around. Uh-huh, that's right. I took your words and I believed in everything you said to me. Yeah, that's right.
Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s, and filmmaker Simon Chambers is with us on the show today. We're talking about his film Much Ado About Dying, all about his uncle David, a Shakespearean actor, and how he cared for him for 5 years. We were saying there earlier on about how David was very eccentric and a bit of a hoarder, in fact.
The funniest thing, I think, was probably because he had a lot of mice in the house. And he actually thought he just had one mouse that he thought, you know, he was being friendly towards. But, you know, usually if you've got one mouse, there's another 10 lingering not far from
there's
it.
There's a family. And there's a family of them, yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, he thought, well, he'll just give a gentle sort of discouragement to the mouse not to kind of hang around in the kitchen too much. So he'd put toothpaste, because he heard that mice don't like the smell of peppermint. So he'd put toothpaste all around the electric sockets, thinking that it would just sort of tell the mice in a gentle way, not to sort of linger for too long in the kitchen.
Was he always like that, you know, in terms of the way he, his ideas on things and even, you know, wanting to have things, loads of possessions? Was he always like that, or was it just as he got older?
No, I think it was more as he got older. He was always an unusual person. The thing about him is, like I said, there was always some kind of reason behind the way he did things like he did them. I just remember when he was younger, he was one of those people who was a bit like a nutty professor who, you know, was brilliant but didn't know how to tie up his shoelaces, that sort of thing. And so I remember there were times when, like, if he went to the bathroom when we went to a cafe or a restaurant, we wouldn't be surprised if he'd sort of end up getting locked in and wouldn't know how to get out again. And then we'd have to sort of help call the staff and say, can you open the door, please? That kind of thing. So he was... And he, because he was always thinking of Shakespeare, and he was brilliant at understanding what these plays were about. And he was the one that said, oh, King Lear, because there's a lot of King Lear in this film that me and him have made together. And he said, King Lear is really, you know, it's all about getting old and looking towards death. And Shakespeare only lived till he was in his 30s, but he was a genius because he understood, you know, all these things in life that he could have never experienced himself.
There was one thing, actually, Simon, despite your Uncle David not, you know, despite him having all these possessions and all these things that he needed, there was one thing that he didn't need, and that was clothes. He wasn't into wearing clothes at all.
Well, you know, I've got to say there was a logic behind that as well, and it was that one of the things that I sort of highlight in the film is how the services like the NHS and the social services really are not coping with all the pressures that they've got on them. And so he had the doctor coming in, but they can only stay for 10 minutes. By the time they park the car, it's less than 5 minutes. And they didn't pick up on the fact that he'd got prostate cancer, which had spread into his hips. And that meant that he couldn't bend down to put on trousers and things like that. And so his answer to that really was to just go naked. And so then when the nurse came in to change his dressing, she said, I'm not coming in today until you put some clothes on. And he said, what's your problem? You're a nurse. You're meant to be used to people going around naked. So he had this kind of funny attitude to all of that.
Yeah.
And but there was something behind it, which was that he couldn't actually put the trousers on. So he couldn't bend down to do all that kind of thing. And at the time, you just thought, oh, he's an eccentric old man. But there was some logic behind it.
Okay. Because there was one point and he was cold and you're like, put a blooming jumper on. Well, that was the reason. I wondered as well, you know, when you went back to help him, I was like, surely Simon is not moving in here. It just would have been impossible.
Well, it was impossible because he had piles and piles of things and there were tiny little pathways in between all the things. I mean, to be honest with you, I shouldn't be saying this on the radio where everybody would be hearing it, but I used to throw lots of stuff away when he wasn't looking.
I think everyone does that. No, I think a lot of people will admit to doing that, yeah.
And he probably knew I was doing it as well, because he'd sort of say, oh, have you seen those? What's happened to all those piles of Sunday Times that I had over there?
That he needed.
And I'd say, oh, I don't know.
That he needed from 15 years ago.
I'll be going to exactly. I'll want to read them again at some point.
So Simon Chambers, the filmmaker, is with us on the show today talking about Much Ado About Dying, his film. Let's say we're going to chat more with him about 1:15 today. Here's Peter Cetera, Glory of Love, on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here, there's so many things I want to say. I will always love you, I would never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you crying. I don't want to lose you, I could never make it alone. You're
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm in the car for nearly 2.5 hours a day, so it's on the radio. I work from home one day a week, so I'd have it on Alexa.
Just great songs, great artists and great music.
Fantastic, friendly.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Love.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the home of the 80s and 90s. How are you, it's Trina? I bet there wasn't many Shakiras in Shakira's class. We're just talking about the unusual names when you're in school and whether you had one of them or whether you were one of the Marys. There was about five of you in the class. Some unusual ones actually have come in.
Hi, Trina. I'm out there on my own as well. Yeah. Ernest. Sure. Yeah. Love the show. Have a good day.
I wouldn't say there's too many Ernests, sir. That is very unusual. Another one in here.
Hi, Trina. Fred here. I don't remember anyone else in my school, even all the way through, with the same name as myself, Frederick. Take care. Love the show. Bye.
But you know what, Fred? Fred, the name has come back. There are so many kids that I know called Freddy. So it's back in fashion again. We're on 0871 880 0008 if you want to get in touch with the show today. I have an update on Fiona Harvey, you know, the one from Baby Reindeer. Well, the real life Martha. I'm going to tell you what she's got planned for the weekend. We've got Coolio and Bruce Springsteen coming up too in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Coming up on the show, all you need to know about your finances, your health. We've got a load of celebrity chats and much more. I'll chat to you Saturday morning from 7 till 10.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Attention, MixGarage.com's inflation busting prices are live. Get unbelievable savings on everything for your car, garden, home and more. Plus, we've added even more ranges for you to explore. Get same day and guaranteed next day delivery on car parts, accessories, camping equipment and so much more. With thousands of price drops across the entire site, Ireland's number one online store just got cheaper. So visit mixgarage.com for inflation busting prices on staycation essentials. Mixgarage.com, more than just car parts, we've more to explore.
The Mallow Garden Festival, one of Ireland's largest home and garden festivals, takes place on May 24th, 25th and 26th.
There's over 200 exhibitors, 25 super show gardens, free gardening seminars and view over 5 million plants on display. Plus a vintage car show, artisan food expo and pet show.
The Mallow Garden Festival, May 24th, 25th and 26th. Free bus service from Mallow train station daily. So join Peter Dowdle, Pádraig Corcoran and their team at Cork Racecourse Mallow, 11 to 6 daily. It'll be bloomin' great.
Mirror, mirror, please tell me, who's this bald-headed bloke I see?
New year, new hair. Book a free consultation for your hair restoration at the award-winning MHR Clinic Dublin. We offer a permanent and affordable solution to hair loss with the Sapphire FUE hair transplants technique and pain-free anaesthetic. Sapphire FUE hair transplants is available exclusively at MHR Clinic on Dawson Street and comes with a free PRP treatment. See mhrclinicireland.ie.
Want to see animals guaranteed? Visit a zoo. Want thrill rides guaranteed? Visit a theme park. Want the very best in choice and the very best in price when it comes to tiles, wood and bathware guaranteed? Then visit Limerick Tile and Wood. At Limerick Tile and Wood, you'll get the finest choice in tiles, wood and bathware in our extended showroom. All at unpacked.